Hey, this is WTLB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and I guess your title with the brewery.
My name is Steve McIntyre, and I'm one of the co-owners at Rack Brewing Company.
Yes, and we're talking about Rack Brewing Company. That's R-A-K, all caps. It opens to the public December 15th. So thanks for doing this. Let's start with the name, Rack. What does it stand for, and why? How does that sort of tie into, you know, the whole, I guess, the business model of who's founding it?
Yeah, so RAK is an acronym for Random Acts of Kindness. We own a couple of different companies, and so a lot of what we do infiltrates into our TGP Gives nonprofit, which is our local charity. We're basically to inspire the community through random acts of kindness and generosity, just basically forwarding that to others. And so when we approach the name to this business, we try to decide how does it incorporate into our current brands. And, you know, we came up with a few different things and we shied away from it a bit, but, you know, kind of who we are and what we represent to Frederick and our core values brought us back to this name. And, you know, it's obviously been something really important to us in other aspects of our life. So we figured, why not?
Yeah, and remind us really quick, you mentioned TGP Gives, but probably a bunch of folks that maybe aren't from Frederick might not even know the real estate company behind it and everything. So yeah, remind us who Joe Gatewood and where you currently work before launching this, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm a part of the TGP Homes real estate team here in Frederick. We are one of the highest producing real estate teams transactionally per volume, so amount of sales in the DMV area. We're a pretty small team. We've only got about 15 people, actually 20 people with admin, but about 15 agents. As part of kind of our branding and our business model and so forth, Joe Gatewood and Troy Gatewood, who are our team owners, have been very active in the community and for fundraising for charities and so forth, pretty much their whole life. And, long story short, you know, we decided a few years ago, to allow our agents to feel inspired by doing these acts, not just necessarily fundraising, because that can be pretty short-lived, but to feel really good about the things that they've done in our business and in our community, we started our own charity and back to what it represents, inspiring others to, you know, create joy and through random acts of kindness and generosity. And so our mission really is really to get out there into the community. And we do everything from we paid for people's lunches just to give them a bit of joy in the day, all the way down to one of our clients from, you know, happened to be in a position where they couldn't move, a relative who had passed, and we cleaned the entire house out in just a few hours. And, you know, it's stuff that brings joy to us and obviously a bit of merit to our agents to feel like they've actually done something that's changed. So.
And one more on just that, because I want to get into the beer, baby. But just one more. You mentioned something before we hopped on here about there. You donated to United Way for a while, or is there? Should we go into that or not?
So we can explain. So Joe is the chair of the United Way, their unity campaign. And so what that was is basically about one week out of the year, they did a really, really aggressive fundraising for the United Way campaign, which supported the 33 local nonprofits here in Frederick. Could be a few more at this time, just because we haven't been involved. And the transition for us was, it's great to fundraise and we really love supporting the community. But at the end of the day, we were asking a lot of our agents to reach out to their clients and their friends and their families and so forth and see if we could, you know, find ways to help the community. But the agents were really active and involved. And so we just felt like at the end of the day, they felt like they had done something, but they weren't able to see that change that was happening. And so we started TGP Gives in 2020-ish. We kind of fermented the idea, so to speak, and worked towards building that. So it's been really important to us. And, you know, we have a charity golf tournament every year at Whiskey Creek. And we've got a couple exciting events coming up. And, of course, the TGP movie nights to let families do stuff during COVID that we did with Showtime Sound here locally. So lots of fun things. And we're really, you know, we're really excited and grateful to be a part of the community with it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, without further ado, thanks for giving me the backstory, you know, the charitable side and explaining the title of it. But let's get into the brewing side. How did this come together? So obviously, I'm sure you're just like a beer connoisseur yourself, just in your free time. But yeah, the idea of launching a brewery, that's a pretty big undertaking. So yeah, the idea of fermenting, you used the pun earlier, but like, were you kind of sitting around like, there's so many breweries in Frederick. It's a really hopping town. But for breweries, but I don't know. Just take me sort of the idea of inventing it from a brewery side.
Yeah, so we kind of stumbled across it, if I'm being completely honest. We were looking at a couple of opportunities to create a new space in Frederick where we felt like it didn't already exist. And, you know, we went through some of the early processes of that, and things just didn't come to fruition the way we were looking for. And suddenly this turnkey brewery is up for sale. And it was like, hey, that could be a really great opportunity. Obviously, you know, I have a lot of experience in the brewing world, and love going to breweries with friends, family, great Sunday thing where you can just hang out and kind of relax. And so this business, you know, came along and, you know, as you know, with Frederick, there's not a lot of additional building space. And so to build something of this capacity, like a brewery or an event space, which is kind of secondary of what we're hoping to be known for, it just doesn't exist. Right. And we wanted that old feel, and we wanted to be a part of a really cool community in, you know, this part of Frederick. And so when it became available, we kind of toyed around with the idea for a few days, and then it got a little bit more serious, and here we are.
Awesome. And tell us, really, I want to do a deep dive into the menu and the low gluten and all of that in a little bit. But real quick, like, let's talk about the brewing scene, and because I know this one's located right across from McCutcheon's, but it's also next to another brewery, Attaboy. And so I don't want to, like, I guess the other breweries could be your competition, but I'm viewing it more as like a rising tide raises all boats, because people like pick Frederick as a destination. You know what I mean? So do you want people that are coming to see this brewery, that brewery, you know, all the famous ones around town to be like, oh, let's check out the new one, you know?
Yeah. So we're actually located within a couple hundred feet of three additional breweries. So we've got Idiom, Steinhardt, and Attaboy. We are all in kind of a little tiny cluster at the end of Carroll Creek. To answer your question, though, you know, we obviously want to be great neighbors. We want to support the other businesses around us. This isn't about coming into a scene and taking over. And, you know, sure, at the end of the day, we're competitors, but I think that there's enough space in our community and, you know, in the economy here in Frederick, basically to allow for four different breweries to be supportive, to you know, understand each other and know that additionally this is kind of a destination. And so people that may be coming to an event that somebody, you know, hosted, put the time into and paid for, each of us may feed off of that a little bit too. So yeah, you know, Frederick is obviously a huge destination. We have the most breweries per capita in all of Maryland. Right now we've got nine breweries in the city. One has two locations. You know, we've got a lot of distilleries. We've got a lot of farm brews. There's tons of wineries out here. And so I think, you know, for a lot of people that may be east of us or, you know, really anywhere in any direction, this is a great spot to come to. We got a cute little historic downtown. It's more than walkable. So, you know, I think there's a lot to offer here in the, you know, the community. The Downtown Frederick Partnership and the city have done a great job to attract people. And I think that's just adds a different element of relaxation after a long day of shopping, or if you happen to be out and just touring the breweries. Like, we're happy to add to that seat and just add something a little different.
And really quick, you're talking about it being walkable, and I'm just imagining this on the radio. So paint a visual picture if you can with your words, but tell them, like, how, if no one's been up here, describe them how they're going to walk down beautiful Carroll Creek. And I guess, well, depending which way you're going, you would hang a right and you'll be right there. You know what I mean? Like, sort of describe for an out of towner how even parking downtown and maybe walking there is going to be an experience as well.
Yeah, so if people don't know Carroll Creek, I really guess I should paint a little bit of a large picture so that, you know, it's understood how vast it is and how much, you know, effort that the city has put into making it a really a destination in itself. So Carroll Creek is obviously a little over a mile walkway that kind of just transcends from one side of the city to the other and goes right through our downtown. And of course, you know, for a lot of people starting at, you know, Baker Park, which is a huge park in Frederick, and making their way down past some of the shops and Market Street. We've got the boats in there right now. We've got a lot of great things to bring you along that pathway. And so you kind of, once you get over East Street, which is the furthest most eastern street kind of in the downtown area, you kind of transcend among Union Mills, which is a really awesome event venue that we have, lots of weddings and stuff there. And then kind of the last four things there are just the breweries, right? So you've got a ton of great stuff. Obviously, there's awesome food trucks that, you know, offer great food in those areas. And so we're kind of a last stop for a lot of people. And, you know, we do have, you know, ample parking and so forth to host as well, so that, you know, you're not walking so far in the downtown area. But yeah, it's a great area to end the creek. And hopefully we'll see that build out a little bit further here in the near future.
Awesome. Yeah, I know they're trying to connect. I think they're going to extend Carroll Creek even past, like, up towards Festive Fairgrounds eventually, right? The whole East Street renovation is all going to connect. Right?
Yeah, all the way to Wren Quarter, which is, you know, furthest most point that you'd probably want to walk in the city.
Absolutely. But you, like you said, there will be parking on site at the actual brewery. If you, it's not just a Carroll Creek walking thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have we share parking with Attaboy currently, and there's plenty of parking at two city lots that are, you know, within a couple hundred feet of us, really.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, thanks for painting sort of the visual picture. But without further ado, I can't believe we've gone this long. We haven't even got to the damn beer yet. Let's go into sort of the menu, if you will, of drinks. Yeah, just dote on your dish on the beers. What we got?
Okay. We've got a lot of your core beers, right? So we're going to be pretty synonymous with what you'd see at other breweries. We've got a couple of different hazy IPAs, lager that we, you know, for people that are more of your typical beer drinker, not into more expressive stuff, so to speak. You know, we've got a great sour that we've got coming out, and we're really hoping to work through some awesome recipes. I've got a local brewer that came from Sapwood Brewers out in Columbia. They're really well renowned for you know, their low gluten products and so forth.
Yeah,
so he was an assistant brewer there for quite some time, and worked for Flying Dog previously. He's very particular about his beer, which I love. You know, I think it's really important to be passionate about what you do. And so we brew all the beer. We don't have our tanks and our brew house visible. It's just a small area, lots of hazards for somebody who's not looking for it. But
so that's
yeah, we
back.
Brew everything right behind the tap room. Yep, it's in the back. And just how the brewing process is, much lower gluten. And so for people that are particular about some of those things, we hope to serve up that menu for them. Other than that, we want to be really expressive with our beers. One of the things we had really discussed is trying to keep everything very clean and easy drinking and palatable. You know, we're not looking to create problems with our alcohol content, but we'll have a few higher ABVs on tap for people that really prefer that stuff. But, you know, as far as me as a beer drinker, I you know, I like to go out and enjoy the process. I don't like feeling full when I'm done, or, you know, have one beer and I feel like I have to find an Uber, those types of things. So we're really trying to create an environment, you know, the brew scene, you know, as far as we're concerned, is a place that people don't feel rushed. So whereas a restaurant's trying to turn a table in many cases, or, you know, some different aspects of going out, you just don't feel like you have a time. This is a really awesome place for people to gather and drink a couple good beers and, you know, enjoy the times with people that they care about, build relationships and so forth.
Awesome. Gotcha. Awesome. Cool. And then is there going to be food available, or is, I know it's early on, are you going to add it later, or what's the plan for that?
So we have a couple of in-house options. They're going to be packaged items like you would find at a winery, so to speak. That's more common. A lot of the brew scene in Frederick is starting to transition. You know, food is kind of a tough thing in Frederick County, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of food trucks around. We're also working with a local company to see if we can implement an in-house menu where they would essentially be, you know, be making the food and bringing it over to us. So we're pretty excited about that, but I won't go too much into that. We obviously want to make sure that anything that we're putting out to the public, we're able to deliver on, and really it's just a seamless process as well. Customer service is the highest aspect of what we're hoping to achieve. So we want to make sure that we tell you the right things.
Yeah. All right, cool. So maybe TBD on the food. That's not the focus now. It's all about the beer at the moment. Do you have, you mentioned some of the types of brews. Do you have like fancy names for them yet? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think how to make it sing on the radio. Like, if you can order this beer, you know?
Yeah. So I'll just tell you about one of them. Names are often tough, right? Because everybody's got a little opinion about it. And, you know, it obviously is marketing, and it needs to, you know, we're clean people. So we want to keep the names really tidy as well. We don't need to go to expletives and obscenity, stuff like that. Yeah. We'll be a little bit more traditional with some of our names. We obviously don't think at this point with 9,800 breweries in the United States that we're going to have anything groundbreakingly unique, but you know, our one of our Rockin' Works, our local company that we use for branding, when we came up with the Random Acts of Kindness, they came up with this piece of merch that says "Kill 'em with kindness," which obviously you know is pretty familiar, and so we wanted to transition that into like, how do we name kind of our core beers, something that has to do with it? They'll always be there. We expect the name to be there for a long time, even if we make reiterations. And so our New England IPA, which is going to be one of our core beers, is called Kindness Kills IPA. Nice. And we're, you know, we've come up with some cool, really cool graphics. So we're excited to be able to get that out to the public. And I'm a huge hazy guy. It's one of my favorite beers that we have for sure. It's actually one of my favorite beers that I've had. It's just super crisp and super clean. So we're excited to get that out to people.
So you've tasted them all.
I've tasted them all multiple times, actually. Sometimes when you don't want to.
Like, I wish I hadn't in the process before it's perfected. Hey, so wait, just so I'm clear, how many is it total? When I say you've tasted them all, when we look at the menu, how many different options are there going
to
be?
Yeah, so currently we have 7 beers that we'll be releasing to the public on tap initially, and then we'll probably have 2 more that we'll have within a couple days. What we're doing with one of them is just kind of breaking it down, and we're going to add a strawberry rhubarb flavor to it just to see if it's you know, if it's interesting, like if it sells well, if the public likes it, and so forth. And we'll have two seltzers as well. We're definitely working through the seltzers. We tried more of a fresh approach to it, and using fresh zest and stuff like that. We weren't overly excited about what we were able to produce, just because a more traditional seltzer that we're seeing out there is going to be sweetened. You know, everybody thinks White Claw, so it's a little bit sweet. You know, a lot of that stuff can be more artificially flavored. So we're just trying to work through that. We obviously want to deliver something to the public that's really amazing and awesome. We have one that is great. It's a pomegranate and clementine with a little bit of coconut. Really, really flavorful. The other one was like a lemon lime, kind of citrus zest. And so we're sweetening it up, adding a little bit of extra flavors just to see if we can get it perfected, hopefully by the time we're on. So yeah, we'll have quite a bit of options.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know, we said we like to be creative.
I love it.
You got to have some fun, right? You got to be wrong a few times to get it right. We're, you know, we're excited about that learning process too.
Exactly. Real quick. So I know you sort of mentioned it a little earlier, but I'm also going to, you know, write an article with this. So I want to make sure I have like, could you mind listing the 7 that you currently have? Like, I know you're experimenting with some of the other ones, but like, what are this, when we show up on, if people show up on opening day, they hear this on the radio and they show up, what are like the 7 that are going to be on the menu?
Yeah. So part of our hazies, we have a West Coast IPA. We also have a New England IPA. Currently also have an espresso coffee stout, a little bit higher ABV there, but for a stout fans, it's a really, really pretty smooth beer. We've got a sour that is more of kind of a citrus series, blending a few different notes in there. And so we're excited for people to try that one out. We also have a lager, an American IPA, and a blonde. So we've hit some of the core beers there. You know, we're hoping to get into a few different ales, get something, you know, a little bit more sessionable, but also has that IPA. And then we're, you know, we're going to start working on some of the fun beers. We're going to see how these do, how the public responds to them. And, you know, we're really, really excited to see what works well for people. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be a few surprises in there too. So.
Awesome. Thanks for listing those. Trying to think. All right. So yeah. we've covered like the taste buds. What do we see? Like the design of, you know, just trying to break it down for the radio for me. Like, is it brick? Is it wood? Is it rustic? Is it urban? Yeah. What's sort of like the atmosphere?
Sure. All of that, to be honest with you, was,
so, I can't resist it in my voice.
Yeah. So, when we started off on this project, so part of what we've done really well in the past with our other businesses is events. And so we host a lot of events. We have a lot of events between our real estate team, obviously, as well as our charity, our nonprofit. So, you know, as we were working through, we're trying to figure out, okay, so what does Fredericton have? Like, what can we offer that's different? And, you know, it's not directly competing with anybody else. And so we thought, okay, well, we'd like to blend an event space and, you know, into this brewery. And so what we've arrived upon is more of an upscale with a kind of a laid back feel is what we're trying to create. You know, we've got fine finishes. We're a mixture of speakeasy and mid-century modern combined. We put a lot of time and effort and thought into to each and every detail. If you had been to the previous brewery before, it just wasn't, you know, the feel was very different. And so when we tried to create this space, we were thinking, okay, well, we don't want people to think that we just rebranded the name. We obviously want to create a completely new space. And so upscale, laid back vibe where, you know, we want everybody to feel welcome. We want everybody to feel included in, you know, what the brewery encompasses, obviously part of that kindness thing. But we've also wanted the finishes to make people feel like it's a very clean environment. We've got very different seating, very different layout than a lot of different areas. And so, you know, anywhere from coming in for a casual beer all the way to, you know, hosting a business gathering, you know, or a small gathering in general. And obviously event space, right? So we'll have private event rentals and so forth. And so we wanted all that to be encompassed in one piece. And I'm very, very happy with what we're able to deliver.
Awesome. And you mentioned it, you said the previous location. So I guess we should say it was Smoketown before, right? Smoketown? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't they have a thing out in Brunswick, or am I confusing the two? This was like their Frederick
location. Yeah. So this was their Frederick location. Yep.
Okay. And we won't go, obviously that wasn't your business. So your company, so we won't go into why or how they closed. I don't know if it was like one of the pandemic casualties. I don't even know how that worked.
You know, I don't know a lot of the back end. We've worked with Dave, the owner there. He's always been very generous to us. Great person to work with. I think they just had different things that they were looking forward to. And, you know, it might've been a lot of projects at once. And so that was kind of, you know, what they wanted to lead on to. They just wanted to go in a different direction. It makes plenty of sense. It happens all the time for businesses. And we're really grateful for the opportunity to have done this. So
yeah, you're just happy to have the space and make it your own.
For sure.
That just sparked something else for me. Isn't Flying Dog leaving as well?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, that actually kind of happened unbeknownst to us when we started this project. But, you know, Flying Dog's a national, even international beer brand at this point. We're really not considered competition. They don't have a tap room any longer here in Frederick. Yes, they've been sold to Mad FX Brewing or Saranac Brewing Company up in New York. You know, I think a lot of people are disappointed to see that large of a brand leave Frederick. It felt like it was a piece of our own, you know, it put us on the map for the brewing scene. And of course, you know, back when they started, Frederick was such a small town that
was our little hometown, man. Now it's
Yeah, and most people don't know it actually started out west, but, you know, it obviously built its brand here. And so it was a big part of Frederick for a long time, and the craft brewing scene. It was, you know, kind of out in Brewer's Alley, and Attaboy started, and Old Mother, and, it, you know, they've been popping up all over the place. But, you know, the really unique thing about Frederick is I think because it is such a low-key, laid-back, casual town, a little bit too small at some times, large enough for, you know, 40, 50,000 people to come out to in the streets or, you know, some of those other big events. So It's an interesting scene to be in, and I think, we've done such a great job here of bringing this, bringing tourists in and people from out of town as a destination. And when they're ready to relax, one brewery obviously would not meet the whole scene, or probably not meet everybody's taste. So, we're excited to be here, and we're sad to see Flying Dog leave, but I think they were on another journey anyway. So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, yeah, you and I both live here, and if you and so we'll sing Frederick's praises forever. We love this town, and if you want to see some beautiful shots of the town, follow Steve on his Instagram, man. He's taking great like sunrise photos all over Carroll Creek and everything. Some of the best
Yeah,
photos
the
you'll
weirdo
see.
out at 5 o'clock in the morning in a hoodie, looking like he's freezing to death. That's
Yeah.
generally me, but
That's
it's the best town in the day to
the
grab
Rack
photos.
Brewing
So,
co-owner. If you see him out shivering at 5 in the morning with a camera, that's him. Real quick, yeah.
yeah.
So just so I and this a lot of this is me just making sure I have everything buttoned up for when I write the article too. Like, is it you and Joe Gatewood? Are you the two co-owners, or is there another are there others?
We are the front-facing co-owners.
Okay.
Both of us have roles in it. I've obviously been in operations for a very long time before I got into real estate, and have even gone on to manage some aspects of the team here. So this was kind of a fit for me. And Joe is very much back-end business oriented in our current businesses previously, in his other stuff that he's done. And so he'll manage back-end operations and some of the distribution aspects of it. But yeah, it's a great pairing. Joe and I are much different in who we are and in ages as well. So I think that's a great balance for two people to be able to bring, opinions and thoughts from both sides, and a really great dynamic for Rack. And we obviously share a ton of the same core values, and who we are is very much the same. So it's a great melding of two people to create this awesome space. And of course, we've already worked for so many years in other businesses that we knew it'd be a great fit overall.
Awesome. And Zoom's gonna kick me off in like 4 minutes, but can you mentioned, I'm trying to think of things you've mentioned that I want to make sure I have the details on. So you mentioned Frederick currently has what, 8 breweries? What are they? Old Mother? I just want to be able to have them all.
Yeah, so it's nine breweries. Well, Jug Ditch Crosby is gonna be, so we've got kind of working from one side to the other. So we got Attaboy Brewing, we have Idiom, Steinhardt, Rockwell, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy. Rockwell has a second location. Us, I get everybody. There's
I
so
think
many
that's
these
eight,
days, right? So,
eight or nine. Yeah, I know.
yeah.
Well, and I guess
Yeah.
just before we run,
So,
before the time runs out, yeah, just describe why, if folks are listening to this, this is a good way to how to close it out. We've gone into a lot of the specifics of your menu and everything, but like just in general, if someone's listening to this in DC or Montgomery County or even Virginia, Northern Virginia, why should they make the trip to Frederick? Like, what's the final sell to come up? And they might need a DD, or it's maybe it's not too heavy. They can come sip and let some time and then head back. Why should they make the trip?
yeah, so if you don't know a lot about Frederick, let's start with a short bit there. So, we're comparable to Georgetown, Old Town Alexandria. We've got that really cool Main Street downtown feel. Tons of unique shops. The difference in Frederick is we have very, very, very few national brands or franchise companies. So a lot of these are mom and pop shops, and that's everything from just little kitchen gifts all the way up to very high-end furniture stores. So we encompass a lot of little things, and the cool thing is most of the people that own those businesses also live here, so they've helped shaped what the city represents, and even the county as well. But it's a tight-knit community, and obviously everyone is friendly and pretty tight-knit when it comes to business. And so coming up to Frederick is just it's an event in itself. And we've got the boats on the creek this time of year. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up around the holidays. So the boats are a destination. You could come up. We've got tons of restaurants. So have a drink, sit down, have dinner, go take a look at the boats. And of course, certainly find some time to come by Rack in there so you can try our delicious beers. But Rack is it's a different brewery than you're used to, especially if you are from DC, those kind of outer lying areas. There's a lot of lot of different places there, but we hope to be as upscale and offer the same amount of service and value. And so encompassing Frederick as a day, I mean, you might even need a few days. I still find myself going out looking for photo opportunities. And next thing you know, I've seen something I haven't seen before. So it's got a lot to offer. And I think it's worth people taking a few days to come up and check it out.
Yeah, come take not only just a day, come make a weekend of it. Come up, do some shopping at the mom and pop shops that you mentioned, Curious Iguana, whatever. Or see a show at the Weinberg. Come check out Rack Brewing Company. Just make a weekend of it and have a good time up here. Well, but we're biased. We live here. We love it. So come see why we love it.
No, well, we haven't left yet. So I mean, it's obviously got a lot of awesome things going on. Yeah. No, I downtown is so cool. It's such a great place, and I bring a lot of people from DC up here all the time. Yeah. You know, with people being able to work from home, people are constantly moving up here from DC and Georgetown. So it's working for them. It could work for you. Come on out.
Awesome. Thanks for the invite. Rack Brewing Company opens December 15th to the public. So thanks so much for doing this, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jason. Thanks so much for the time as well and having us on today.